Back to old school with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
That is a sad statement you just made, Jay Foreman. Really? So, Nate's generation done. They don't have a Teddy, right? They don't have Luther.
Who do you got, Nate?
Who's the
R&B?
Who's the table set?
Henry Styles. What's the name? Henry? Whatever.
Harry Styles. Harry Styles.
Not Harry Styles.
Right. I was gonna say, is that the table setter for you?
No, I'm trying to think.
Who is the table setter? Who?
Jeremiah. Jeremiah's good. He does some stuff with J. Cole. I'm trying to think. R&B.
Well, just somebody that sets the
Chet
table.
Banks.
To help. It used to be like Joe.
Chet Banks, right? That's Tom Hanks' son, right?
Joe.
Not Harry Styles. Not Harry Styles.
I actually witnessed a concert, and he had some of the swagger required, because he gets people screaming at him like.
You don't like Chet Hanks?
Oh, Bruno Mars.
Yeah. Bruno's is a jam though.
I feel like it depends on the song. He's got a little bit of both.
I'm gonna take you like that's what I'm asking. You know,
Bruno Mars. I'm a big Bruno Mars fan. Post Malone just kind of depends. I don't know
his tour manager. Right? She speaks about him in the greatest, highest sense ever.
Would you consider Post Malone R&B though? I guess technically he
no,
is.
No, I would not. But there are people,
I don't know if I would either.
There are people that do. So I fully get that if that's how you get down, you know.
You guys aren't Bruno Mars fans, Jay?
I'm a huge.
I love Bruno Mars.
Like Bruno jams.
Yeah, little dude can jam.
Like if I was like want to go to a concert and just shake my shoulders a little bit, that's Bruno's the spot.
Yeah.
Right?
He got to be what like 5'2"?
He's short.
He's tiny.
Yeah,
tiny.
He's short.
He's tiny. But it's there. Jay Foreman, the Dallas Cowboys are starting to talk about Dak Prescott. Dak's a little worried cuz Cooper Rush is on a roll. Hey, if Dak was healthy and the Cowboys were on a win streak,
yeah.
Do you make the change or no?
I put him back. I put Dak back there. Dak back in there. You make $40 million. That's great. I mean, Cooper Rush, you made some money. You ain't Dak Prescott. Let's pump the brakes.
He's coming back. It looks like a little early.
Yeah,
I think he is a little worried.
Yeah, right?
I think he's a little worried.
But if I'm Dak, I don't come back early because that bubble's gonna pop. And when it pops, then I got the advantage. Don't rush back and don't play well or they get off rhythm.
And don't hurt yourself.
And then they're going to be like, it's your fault. He's winning. What's the point? He ain't never going to start over you. Like, let's be honest.
If the punch against Dak is that Dak can't get him over the bridge and young Cooper is doing the work.
Yeah, you can do that for a couple more weeks. That's fine. Go right ahead. But you ain't starting. You ain't starting when I get
the
back.
The saddest part about all of it to me, and I don't know what you guys think, is Cooper Rush, as a backup quarterback, is doing his job. He's doing enough to win the game.
Yeah, that's what he should do.
That's your job, right?
But Dak hasn't done that. As the starter, he hasn't done that.
I know. They did win the NFC East last year, though. He does have
that's
that
enough.
Going for him. He does Isn't have that,
that
going
That's
for
not
him.
Enough?
No, not for Cowboys fans.
Yeah.
Well, I'm talking about for Dak. He won the NFC East, and they were garbage last year.
Do you think they win it this year?
No, Eagles are going to win it.
Yeah. Yeah.
But the Eagles would have won it. Eagles would win it even if Cooper Rush was still playing. If Dak was out for the season, the Eagles are going
to
still win
this
it.
This is me pouring fuel all over the fire.
So it has nothing to do with this. The Eagles have nothing to do with Dak.
I am so thrilled that there will be chaos in Dallas.
The problem with the Cowboys, they paid Zeke way too much money.
The problem is their offensive line and all their really good offense are always hurt.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, Before
and
we go,
they don't have a number one receiver. You got rid of your number one receiver.
Yeah, they thought CD was number one.
CD, who drops a bomb like that and laughs?
Boy, listen.
And then the assistant coach was laughing.
Yeah, because, you know.
Like, what's funny in a game that you tied in and you just dropped a bomb?
Talking about Amari Cooper?
Dallas going to Dallas.
What about him?
That he was the number one that left?
He had like over 1,000 yards last year, and they would hardly ever throw him the ball.
Dallas
he just shows up and does his thing.
He does.
Yeah,
that's a deal.
But he's
before,
not good enough.
Before we go,
he's not good enough.
In Pittsburgh, Mr. Pickett is the guy.
Yeah, he's garbage. He's garbage.
I love setting that up for him because it's just, I know.
I mean, he's garbage. He can be good, but it's stupid to even put him in there right now. It's dumb to even put him in there. Their offensive line ain't tiddly.
They need a spark.
They don't have no wide receiver out there that's even making a
Deontay Johnson.
They don't have a receiver that is a defensive back is losing an ounce of sleep.
They need a spark. That's fantastic. All right, Jay Foreman. Appreciate you, man. Husker Hall
Chuck
of Famer. Don't go anywhere.
Oh, bootleg Jim Drunken Miller. That's what he is.
It is. Hey. It is. Look at Nate's face go pink when you said that.
Jim Druckenmiller was nice.
He had three picks.
Jim Druckenmiller was nice.
He had three interceptions.
Sam Hoiberg is next.
How do you get a starting spot? You just had three picks.
Jim Druckenmiller was nice.
Because he threw deep?
One of them was a Hail Mary. One of them wasn't his fault.
Well, he had two picks.
He had two.
Assistant coach two. Nate Lenza joins Hoiberg. I'm pretty sure that Nate and Jay will take this argument into the hallway.
Jay's heated.
Why? Is he a Pittsburgh fan?
No. Just to pick on Nate. Sam Hoiberg's up next with the coach.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.